word of God is light. The word of God is truth. The word of God is life. Join God's servant, Apostle Jonathan Shokonya of Family Worship Experience International, as we journey into the reality of kingdom truth.
This evening, the atmosphere is created already. Thank you, guys. God bless you. Let me have some of you just join us quickly. Let me have some of you. Listen. Like the testimony of that dear lady, more than 3 jobs came in 1 week. Whatever has been delaying you is your choice to allow it there. Listen, this night there is such a strong atmosphere. In case you wrestled last week and you didn't win, I want you to take a posture this night. This night is a matter of life or death. Something must just happen. It's either you win or you win. Listen. It's either you win or you win. There is no opening for failure. It's either you win or you win. In a way of preparing yourself, please aggressively hold the hands of one person just by your side. Let's just charge up ourselves, because something indeed is about to happen. In the next 1 minute, in case, listen. Last week, some people met me after the service and said, I got baptized with the Holy Ghost. It's not just, we are not a traditional people here. In case you are not filled with the Holy Ghost, with the evidence of tongue, within this 1 minute, as we all amplify in tongues, there is coming a baptism on you. Wherever you are, whether outside or inside, there is no distance in the realm of the spirit. The power of God will come on you, and then you will pray in tongues. In the next 1-2 minutes, wherever you are, can you just charge yourself in the spirit? Beloved, build up yourself in your most holy faith. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Outside,
Rock, 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 rock
Hallelujah. Now listen. This week is our week of spiritual warfare. We started last week. And I just hope you are ready to pray. Because something must shift. Personally, I know that there are so many things already happening in the realm of the spirit. For so many of you who are, please, what's happening? Help us. Who are expecting breakthroughs? This week is your week. Expecting open doors. This week is your week.
Amen.
I want you to believe it. I want you to believe it. Please, quickly, media, you will be very fast. If this is the fastest person, thank you. But if not, let's have somebody who is very fast. Now, give us the book of Psalm 102, verse 13. Kabarada bako proskope leketia. Now watch this. The Bible said, thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion. Now everybody read the last part. One to read.
For the set time to favor her. Yea, the set time is come.
The time to favor her is not tomorrow. When? Now. The time for your breakthrough is not tomorrow. When? In case you are trusting God for anything, I want you to pray from the depth of your heart. It could be a breakthrough in ministry. It could be a breakthrough in business, in career. Please, wherever you are, lift up and say, Lord, let every hanging breakthrough.
Lord, let every hanging breakthrough.
Let every hanging breakthrough.
Let every hanging breakthrough.
Due to me, and my family,
be released
by fire.
By fire.
By fire. Lift your voice and pray wherever you are. Whatever is due to you, whatever is yours, that has been delayed for a long time, is coming right into your hand.
Amen.
Whoever is supposed to release it to you is under pressure until it gets to your hand.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Exodus 4, verse 14. This next prayer is a very serious one. Now watch this. And the anger of the Lord was kindled against Moses. And he said, is not Aaron the Levite thy brother? I know that you cannot speak. Listen,
I know you have a limitation. You have a weakness in your life. But listen to what he said. Also, behold, he cometh to meet you. Behold, he cometh. He said, for I know that Aaron can speak. You cannot speak, but I'm sending somebody who can talk. Listen to the next prayer. No man in life rises alone. You will be a proud and arrogant person if you think you can rise without meeting nobody. Listen, somebody must give you his shoulder to climb to rise. Either in career, in ministry, in finance, in business. I am where I am today because certain people gave me their shoulders. Listen, you're going to pray with aggression. Whoever is instrumental to my life, to my destiny, I don't care where they are, whether abroad or in Nigeria. Oh God, I connect to them now. I connect to them now. Can you lift your voice and pray wherever you are? I want you to be positioned to receive. We are not just praying without an end. The Bible says surely there is an end. The expectation of the righteous shall not be cut short. I prophesy that whoever is needed in the journey of your life, whoever has kept them away, and wherever they are right now, I call them forth into your life. I call them forth into your life. There might be people you've met before and they ignored you. They sent you out of their office. From now, they are compelled to answer you.
Amen.
They will be under pressure to look for you.
Amen.
Let me tell you something about the destiny. I mean, the ministry of destiny helpers. They come to cover up the space that will take you years to cover. No, that's God. God ordains it that way. They are called destiny helpers. So that what would have taken you 10 years, a man can step into your life and he closes the gap. And I pray that may God send such men into your life.
Amen.
May God send such men into your life.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Psalm 103 verse 7. Korama teketi yalaka. Men rise. Psalms. Men rise based on what has been revealed to them. You don't rise when you don't know anything. There is a secret God gives you that become, a reason for your lifting. The Bible says he made known his ways to Moses. You're going to pray. Whatever I'm supposed to know to rise to my next level, I refuse to remain ignorant. Even in my dreams, interrupt me and give me those ideas. No, wait. Do you understand what I'm saying? There is something God can show you, either in a dream, in a vision, in a book, or somewhere, and your life will turn around in a moment. Bishop David Oedekwe was in a room for 3 days with a book and a Bible. That was when he broke the backbone of poverty. Brothers and sisters, when God shows you something, people will not understand you, but they will see the result. Yeah. In ministry, it's true. People will come and see increase. They will wonder, how is it happening? It's upon the strength of what has been shown you in the secret. It's the formula. And my prayer is that may God show you something.
Amen.
For many of you, it could be a creative idea that will turn you a millionaire in 1 year.
Amen.
Believe it. Whatever I'm supposed to know to rise to my next level, oh Lord, reveal it to me now. Reveal it to me in this season. Lift your voice and pray wherever you are. You are a man of God, pray. You are a Christian man, pray. And say, Lord, whatever chains have tied me to a particular position, let me tell you something. Listen, the worship team sang a song that my altar is calling you. Listen, everything you see happen in your life, something is responsible for it. Either something or someone is responsible for it. And if it is something or someone, they always leverage upon an altar to speak against a life. Nothing happens in the realm of the spirit without an altar. Believe me. When Balaam was to curse the people, he told Balak to build him 7 altars. Just to be able to proclaim something that will stand. He said, build me altars. You're going to pray. Any chain that has tied you to a position, this night, let them catch fire. Any chain by whoever that have kept you in a position, I break loose by fire. Lift your voice and pray. No, Acts 23. Now everybody listen carefully. Listen. And when it was day, certain of the Jews banded together and bound themselves under a curse, saying that they will neither eat nor drink till they kill someone. Paul didn't do anything. But they went fasting so that his life should be claimed and taken. Give us the next verse. And there were more than how many men? 40 men that made this conspiracy. More than 40. Certain people are fasting. They vowed that so long as they are alive, nothing good should happen in you, in your family, in your destiny. You are about to answer them. Yes, you are about to answer them. You are about to answer them. It's warfare. In case you don't believe in it, no problem, you can be quiet. But it's warfare. Are you ready to take this last prayer? Now lift the voice and say, oh Lord,
oh Lord,
anyone
that has vowed,
even fasting,
even fasting,
to see my downfall,
to see my downfall,
the downfall of my family,
the downfall of my family,
my business,
my ministry, my career,
this night,
Oh,
Come and bless him. You believe that God is in this place answering our prayers. Come and bless him. Shada barada bakobos ketekete. Erra baba baba yekete. Jabranda rabako proskope lagadebebebebebesha. Rabaka balekete kobos kotopekete. Give him praise. Hallelujah.
In my life, be glorified.
That's what God will do. He will make things happen that will bring him glory.
Be glorified.
You get the glory.
You get the praise.
To proclaim what I hear in the realm of the spirit, and as I proclaim it, God is going to effect his word right now. I'm hearing, come up hither. Lift your hands. Come up hither. Then he said, I will show you great, mighty things that you know not. Come up hither. Is indeed a change of level. Particularly, I see a young man even at the overflow. God is altering your spiritual status. I mean, he's altering your spiritual status. As I talk right now, the fire of God is singling out that young man at the overflow. Kabrate kubashe teketia. Elana non sopra ketekete. Larata. Lord, to whom it may concern now, I declare and decree that let the Holy Ghost hold those people by the hand. Shift your level now. Your life and ministry will never remain the same. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you. We bless your name. We bless your name. bless your name, Jesus. Jadabakora Dakaya. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Please be seated. There was a lady here, the power of God was on her while we started the prayer. Where is she? I want to pray for her. Oh yeah, da. Let me just talk to us briefly and then we'll pray. Come, my dear, may God visit you and visit your family. I break the yoke of the enemy that has limited you. Satan, let go by light. Let go by light. Let go by light. In the name that is above all names, you will testify soon of the amazing visitation. You're my glory and the lifter of my head. You're my glory and the lifter of my head. You're my glory and the lifter of my head. You're my glory and the lifter of we started last week trying to examine the concept of spiritual warfare. And then we saw the book of 2 Corinthians 10 from verse 3. How that the Bible started saying, although we walk in the flesh, we have human vessels, human containers. It said we do not war after the flesh. Then it said, for the weapon of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. I want to explain something to us very briefly and then we'll pray again. And is an attempt to correct something in the minds of so many believers. Many believers believe you are not supposed to fight any devil. Once you are born again, everything is settled. Is that true? Yes, that's the belief of so many people and the leverage on the teachings of grace. Jesus is grace personified. Is that true? The revelation of grace was given to a man called Paul the Apostle. Please follow me. The revelation of grace that we teach was given to a man called Paul. And it was not just the revelation of grace that was given to him. So many other things were communicated to him. But you see, as a man of God, when you are called, it's a choice. You can choose what to preach. You can take the whole Bible and carve out certain things and teach them, and you will find scriptures to back up what you are saying. The danger now is that you should not insult a man who is preaching something different. Hallelujah. Because it is precept upon precept, one join and two, three together that puts up the whole thing together. So you must respect individual differences in the body of Christ. People are called to represent certain dimensions and different dimensions of Christ. No human being have the ability to represent Christ in his fullness. No matter how gifted. And of course, young ministers, we've made this mistake. You see a young minister who tell you, I'm called to preach the Bible. I'm called to preach everything. You are lying to yourself. When God calls a man, he gives him a message. He gives him what to say. But you must be wise enough not to make it look like others are fools and stupid people. Because just like God spoke to you, he spoke to another person in his secret. And what he told you is not what he told another person. And you see, most of the times, the way you begin to communicate Christ to the body of Christ is dependent on your dealings in the secret place. There are so many men of God that have never seen demons. Is that true? And they absolutely are doing well in ministry. Meanwhile, there are certain other people who have been trained. their training were configured in such a way that they collided with so many demons in the realm of the spirit. So when they come and they begin to teach you on demonology and other concepts of the spirit, the man that was not trained that way will begin to feel that this guy is in error. Meanwhile, your training was not like that. Depending on the kind of assignment that is upon your head, your training takes that pattern. This is why an apostle is not trained like a prophet. A prophet is not trained like a teacher. A teacher is not trained like a pastor. Their trainings differ. And then there is a book written by the same Paul by the inspiration of the Holy Ghost that is, or that seems to be, a balanced book in the scripture. And I want us to examine it. I will try to summarize it and give us a balance. Because as I search through scriptures, I realize that this is one of the only books in the New Testament that present Christ in a balanced form. Not just a one-sided collection. No. And that's the book of Ephesians. Very powerful scripture. Very powerful book. As I talk now, I see the spirit of revelation falling on someone. Believe what I'm saying. I see the spirit of revelation. How that from now you will read scriptures and hear voices teaching you. This is a word for someone. You will read scriptures and not just read, but as you read, you will hear a literal voice teaching you, talking to you. Just help them if you are close by so that ushers don't have to run around. Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. Now, watch this. Jesus is grace personified. And I try to explain to us the concept of grace. How that grace is not just unmerited favor. This is the basic definition many of us have about grace. So that when you are asked, what's grace? You just shout unmerited favor. If you limit the concept of grace to unmerited favor, you will be grossly cheated. Because the Bible tells us in John 1:16, the Bible says, of his fullness have we received grace for grace. Of his fullness. And I told us some weeks back that everything that is in Christ is called grace. Every possibility resident in the person of Christ. The Bible says, of his fullness have we received. It is with God, but you get it through Jesus. And then as soon as it's delivered to you, it's called grace. So that if you are able to receive a dimension of wealth from God, what do you call that? If it proceeds from Christ, it's called grace. Everything that comes from the Christ. So now we are told that as soon as a man is in Christ, he's a new creature, and you don't have any demon to contend with. You don't need to bind any witch and wizard. You don't need to pray any fire anywhere. It's a very terrible thing. I showed you a scripture last week. 1 John 5:19. The Bible said, although we are of God, but it said the whole world lieth in wickedness. That is a New Testament scripture. The whole world lieth in wickedness. The first three chapters of Ephesians. The first three chapters shows us who we are in Christ. What Christ has done for us. What we are now in him. It revealed to us the sacrifice of Christ, and it puts us in a position and painted a picture of us as mere beneficiaries of his benevolence. He has opened up treasures for us, and when you read it, it makes it look like you don't have a part to play. Chapter 1 verse 3, the Bible says, blessed be God the Father of our Lord Jesus, who has blessed us with how many blessings? With all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. And he began communicating those blessings, and he made it look like Paul was seeing this guy's not understanding. Then he started praying. He said, my prayer is that the eyes of your understanding be opened. Because this thing I'm trying to communicate, it looks like you are not understanding the magnitude. Then he started praying that the eyes of your understanding be opened, so that you might know the things that are freely given. Then he called them, they are the riches of his glory. The riches of his glory. They are freely given to you. He said that you were wrought in Christ Jesus, who was raised from the dead and is seated far above principalities, above powers, rulers of darkness. Then the Bible said he gave him to be the head of the church, and the church is you and I. Meaning everything demonic, devilish is under your feet, right? Everything demonic is under your feet. But listen, don't be distracted. Just follow me, please. When he finished, please give us chapter 2 from verse 1. When he finished, he started communicating again in the book of Ephesians 2 from verse, 2 from verse 1. And you had been quickened. Chapter 1 tells us that Christ is seated. He has been raised, he's seated. Then he said, we are quickened. Who we are dead in trespasses and sin. Verse 2. Quickly, sir. Wherein in time past ye walk according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now walketh in the children of disobedience. So you are no longer there. Then in somewhere around verse 6 down, he now said, we too are raised together and we are seated where? In heavenly places, in Christ Jesus. Then he tells us that you are not saved by your works, but by grace, lest any man should boast. He entered chapter 3, still communicating these mysteries. Then he started praying again for us in chapter 3. He said, my prayer is that the God of heaven, in whom the whole family of the earth is named, open you up to this thing so that Christ can dwell in your heart in his fullness. Then you will be able to comprehend the love, the height, the depth, the breadth, and all of these dimensions of God's love. Then he wrapped up by saying, unto him who is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that you can ever think or imagine. He closed chapter 3 making it look like you don't have a work to do. Yours is just to think about it and watch God do it. Amazing. This guy was too smart. He was able to receive it and communicate it with precision and accuracy. Unto him who is able to do. Then watch how he started communicating to us again in chapter 4 from verse 1. It will shock and surprise you. Watch this now. I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord Jesus, beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherein ye are called. Paul, you are a prisoner. After all of these things you've told us, who kept you in prison? You just told us that you are seated far above principalities, far above powers. You are not confusing us. Why will he tell us that you are a prisoner? Then he now told us again to walk in alignment, meaning to align is your responsibility. Walk in alignment. You see it, verse 2. Let's run through it, through verse 3. With all lowliness, so humility, meekness, long suffering, forbear. This is your part to play. Forbearing one another in love, verse 3. Endeavoring to keep the unity of the spirit. Then somewhere he started communicating how that when he was lifted, he led captivity captive, and he gave gifts unto men. To some he gave apostles, prophets, evangelists, teachers, and he said to the end that they will work on these people who are saved. Paul, which work are you talking about again? Because you just told us that Christ has finished everything and he's able to do exceedingly above what you can think or imagine. Now he's telling us that there remained a work that needs to be done on us. Then by the reason of that work, he gave us apostles, gave us pastors, meaning that is something that is not yet perfected. You see it? Many of us read and stop in chapter 3. Then we claim around, I'm a new creation. Nothing can pull me down. And you are down for years. Nothing is happening. Don't fool yourself. There is a path that the eyes of the eagles have not seen. Yeah. He didn't stop there. Please give us verse 22. Look at what he now said. He said that ye put off concerning the former conversation, the old man. Who is putting off the old man? You, not Christ. You are the one to pull off, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust. He's telling you that it's something you need to do. Meanwhile, he just finished telling us in 3 chapters that there is nothing you need to do. Now he's telling you that you should put off. You are the one to do it. I'm driving us somewhere. We'll soon be there. Give us the next verse, sir. And be renewed in the spirit of your mind. So he now tells us that there is a work in your mind. The greatest miracle of every human being is salvation. And the greatest miracle of every believer is transformation. Say amen. If you are a normal human being that don't know Christ, the greatest miracle you need is salvation. Now that you are born again, what you need is not salvation again. What you need is transformation. I beseech you that you present your bodies. Then after presenting your bodies, verse 2, he said, now be transformed. I know you are born again, but now work on your mind. Give us the next verse, sir. And that ye put on the new man, which is after God, which after God is created in righteousness and in holiness. Next verse. Wherefore, putting away lying, speaking every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. So if you read down, he started telling us, he said, be not angry. He started telling you things to do. And chapter 5, he continued. Till he started communicating to us, he said, now you are believers, but don't sleep, so that if there is any that is asleep, he said, awake thou that sleepest. Is that true? And you that is dead, arise from your dead. And then he said, Christ, the responsibility of Christ is to give you light, but your responsibility is to awake. Paul, if Christ has done everything, why will you tell me to awake? You see it? So you have a part to play. And I told them in Kefi, any Christianity that want to make God absolutely responsible is an irresponsible Christianity. That is a part every believer plays. That is a part. That is a part. That's why we came in here and prayed. Is that true? That's our part. We are praying. And I assure you there will be miracles after now. There will be. Then he said you should not work as fools, but work circumspectly, redeeming the time, for the days are evil. He even entered the first 9 verses of chapter 6, still telling us our responsibility. Children, obey your parents. No, is that a responsibility? Yeah. He entered chapter 6 telling us, children, you have a part to play. Obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. And this one comes with a promise that your days will be prolonged. Then he now communicated to masters, to their servants, servants to masters. And amazingly, after all, guess what he started saying from verse 10? Are we there? Can you give us Ephesians 6 from verse 10? That's where I was driving us to. And watch this. This is completely separate, completely different. The first 3 chapters tells you who you are, what have been done for you. The remaining part we just considered now tells you what you are supposed to do on account of what has been done to you. And listen, whatever God puts in you is his gift to you. What you do with that thing he put in you is your gift back to him. Do you understand? So the other part of it is what you are supposed to do. What you do with what he has put in you is his gift to you. But what you do with it, how much you are able to utilize it, is your gift back to him. So after showing you what Christ has done for you, he now revealed to you what you need to do to Christ. Then after all, see what he started saying. He said, finally, my brethren, he was not talking to unbelievers, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Might. The word used here talks about power, might. Then look at this. He now said, put on. Don't go from this scripture. Let's just run through, please. Don't be shifting from here to there. Are we good to go? Now put on the whole armor of God. Is that true? Paul, you just told us that Christ has wrought everything. He has finished everything. And that right now, all of us are seated far above principalities. Please bring her here. She needs to be free from something. Bring her. Far above principalities, above powers. Can I have her quickly so that we'll conserve time? Let light shine in darkness. And may you come to love Jesus like never before. Whatever has kept you back, be broken now. Now, now, now. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Now give us the scripture. Let's go back to the scripture. Now what is this? He said, put on the whole armor of God, that ye might be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. He's now telling you that you need to fight. Is that true? But he just told us that we are in Christ. And right now in Christ, that we are seated somewhere far above principalities, above powers. So what is he telling us to fight now again? What? He said, put on the whole armor of God, that ye might be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Next verse. Now watch this. He said, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against what? Principalities, against powers, rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Can you pray in tongues for 1 minute before I explain something here? Wherever you are, outside, inside, pray in tongues for 1 minute. While seated, pray in tongues for 1 minute. Lion and the Lamb, you will sit on the throne. Oh, don't go by the way. There is none like you. You're the Lion and the Lamb. Sit on the throne. Oh, don't go by the way. Go back to the scripture. Now Paul is telling us that we need to fight. Lekete broskita. This is not where we were. Please help us. Jarate kabroskita baya. Now watch this. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Watch this. But against principalities. A principality is a demonic prince that is over a location. Every town, every city has a demonic entity that sits over that territory called a principality. A polity. There are many African countries that don't use local government. What they use is polities. It's like a local government area. So the Bible tells us that demons operate by territories. So this one is called principality, in charge of a territory. And he said, for you to be able to fight him, put on the whole armor. You must be armed. Remember when Daniel prayed, the Bible said the first day he prayed, his prayer were answered. But a prince that was in charge of the polities, the territory of Persia, stopped the prayers, hindered the angel that was coming. So when you pray, there are princes that contend with your prayers. You are not permitted to see breakthrough until you've conquered those princes. They operate by territories. Their power is visible in the territory of their operation. They operate by jurisdiction. They don't break ranks. So the Bible tells us that your fight is against those princes that are in charge of territories and against powers. Powers are demonic entities that work in response to principalities. They are controlled by principalities. They are little demonic forces. It's like a networking business. So the principality is the one that give them orders. This is what you do. This is where you go. This is what you do. Many a times the prince don't even move. They sit over a territory and decide what happened. Then the powers goes and begin to manipulate things. Oh, but tonight certain things must give way. They will give way. Then he said, rulers of darkness. These demonic entities only operate when there is darkness. And the darkness is not just a physical darkness, it's ignorance. So that each time you are ignorant, you empower these demons called rulers of darkness. Their operation only excel when a man is ignorant. That's why God lamented. He said, my people are destroyed. Why? For lack of knowledge. They are my people. I want to help them, but I can't help. I am, my hands are crippled. I desire to help. But then they've granted the enemy a legal access into their life by what they do not know. The Bible says, for they do not know, neither do they understand. As a result of that ignorance, they walk in darkness. Even me cannot do anything about it. They walk in darkness. And then it talks about spiritual wickedness in high places. The ones that manipulate prayers. It was yours, but they will remove your name and put somebody's name. The job was yours, but they remove your name and put somebody's name. The man was willing to help. All of a sudden, you came back the next day. The man told you, I must sleep with you. They are called spiritual wickedness. Wickedness. Manipulating the destinies of believers. And Paul told us that these are the forces we are fighting against. If you read Ephesians 1 to 3 and stop there, you will be deceived. You will think there is no more work to do. But now he told us what to do. From chapter 4 to the 9 verses of chapter 6, now he told us that not just doing something but fighting. That you need to fight. Give us the next verse. Wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye might be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. Stand therefore. Next verse. Having done all to stand. Stand therefore. Having your loins girt about with truth. With truth. Brothers and sisters, if you are the type that lies, you have no right to cast out demons. Because he's your father. The Bible said he's the father of how many liars? All liars. You must be truthful. You must be truthful. So truth, and then breastplate of righteousness. And righteousness is what you receive. You receive it, but holiness, you walk in it. You receive righteousness as a result of what Christ has done. It empowers you to walk in holiness. Next verse, let's run through. And your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. You must be a man of peace. He started telling us the armories, a man of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith. As you pray this night, you must believe that God hears prayers. If you are praying and you don't have faith, please, I don't think there is need to pray. You must be full of faith. That's what we call faithful. Full of faith. Even God is faithful, meaning God also is full of faith. He so believes in himself. He believes in his abilities. That he might be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And take the helmet of salvation. And the sword of the spirit. Helmet of salvation. Talking about the battle of your mind. Where do you use helmets? On your head, right? And that's where the fight happens. Your mind. Your mind. So he said you should cover it with the helmet of salvation. Because each time Satan wants to afflict you, he puts in you a wrong mindset, a wrong thought pattern. So he said the weapon you use is the helmet of salvation and the sword of the spirit, which is the word of God. We are coming to that shortly. Then he said, praying always with all prayers and supplication. How? Everybody, how? In the spirit. In the spirit. In the spirit. Brothers and sisters, if you don't pray in tongues, then you are grossly cheated. Because that's one of your advantage over the enemy. That's one of your advantage. is one of your major advantage. Praying with all prayers and supplication in the spirit. I've shared with us what led to this series 3-4 weeks back. How that I was about to pray around 12 a.m. and all of a sudden God took me. I was in a vision, a very literal vision. This is one of the few times I've collided with demons, literally, not trying to think it. I was in the spirit and I saw demons, and all of a sudden the Holy Ghost impressed in my heart, pray. How? Pray in the spirit. And guess what? I started. Guess what happened? All the demons were being flinged around like paper. You know the way the wind will toss papers and chaffs around. They became helpless and restless. Helpless and restless. I was just watching in amazement in the spirit. Then I increased the tempo. All of a sudden, they were now flinging left, right, and center. I said, "These idiots are in trouble this night." Shate! I watched these demonic entities helpless. Helpless. You know what? I think one of our biggest problems is that you pray in tongues but don't see what happened in the spirit. But let me show you. Listen, do you know that each time you call fire, I told us this last week, I've seen it also in the spirit. Each time you call fire, a literal spark of fire appears in the realm of the spirit. Believe me. Many of you have watched Nigerian film. They will put an actor with a herbalist. Huh? Most of those film producers are spiritual men. These are things they've seen in the spirit. Many of them are necromancers, wizards that communicate with demons. So they will put a spiritual man. When he pray, he will send something like this, and then the herbalist will turn back, and then the herbalist will throw his own. It's like a change of fire. Let me tell you the truth. Each time you pray, that's what you release in the spirit. It doesn't get to you because there is a hedge around you. Believe me. The way you are mumbling in tongues now, if only God could open your eyes to see the effect in the spirit, let me tell you what you will do. Many of you will pray in tongues till tomorrow. You won't care because the result will excite you. You will just watch the idiot being flinged left, right, and center. You will want to pray till tomorrow morning. Keep them restless. For those of you who trivialize praying in tongues, let your mind be changed. I'm telling you what I've seen. I'm not a man of God that lies. I saw this in my vision and I shared with you some weeks back. I saw it. I saw the effect. I've been privileged to conduct deliverances on so many people. At times when you just shout fire, the demon in the person will say, "Man of God, why are you pouring fire on me?" It's you that is not seeing the fire, but the demon is seeing what you are doing. So, but because we do not know, we go about carrying. Many of us are like bank, power bank. You know power bank? Many of us are like power bank. The thing is overcharged. You are going around. You don't even know what to do with yourself. Demons are clapping and saying, provided you don't know what to do with it, keep going. But from this night, many of you, when you are going home, you don't need to take bike. Just trek home. As you are trekking, be displacing those demons around the environment. Quickly, weapons of our warfare. The arsenals we use. They have been given to us as a privilege, as an advantage over the enemy. Number one, the name of Jesus. Each time you pray in the name of Jesus, result is guaranteed. Philippians 2 from verse 8. How God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth and gave him a name that is above all names, that at the mention of the name Jesus, what happened? Every knee, not some knees, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess, both in heaven, in the earth, beneath the earth, that Jesus has now become Lord. Jesus is Lord to the glory of the Father above. Brothers and sisters, the name of Jesus is an advantage for us. The name of Jesus is an advantage to you as a believer. Each time you call the name Jesus, you provoke happenings in the realm of the spirit. Number two, the blood of Jesus. Let me just rush quickly and then we'll pray. We are behind time. The blood of Jesus. The Bible says, unto Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, unto the blood of the sprinkling, the blood that speaketh better things. Hebrews 12:24. The blood that speaketh better things than the blood of Abel. Let me tell you the truth. Blood has a voice. Blood is not just that liquid you see. Blood is a personality. Blood speaks. The Bible said the life of every animal is in the blood. The life of every animal is in the blood. Blood has a voice. It speaks. It speaks. So each time you engage the blood of Jesus, it becomes a battle. In fact, one of the most dangerous fights is the fight of blood. Because each time the blood of Jesus steps in, what he's bringing into the fight is the cross, the sacrifice. The sacrifice. The blood. Then next is fire. Like I've told you, each time you call fire, something happens. The Bible says, for our God is a consuming. Our God is a consuming fire. Your God is a consuming fire. So each time you call fire, there is eruption everywhere. Each time. Revelation of God's word. There are things you know that keeps devils where they belong. There are certain people that upon their arrival, demons just find somewhere to hide. Naturally. Upon their arrival. So when you have insight, when you know something, it gives you an edge. Paul said, I went up by revelation. Hebrews 4:12, the word of God is quick. Hebrews 4:12, the word of God is quick. Quicker than Nepal. How many of you have seen when Nepal bring light? As the light is arriving your house, it's arriving your neighbor's house. The speed of light. The Bible said the word of God is quick. Look at it. And powerful. Sharper than any two-edged sword. Piercing. It can pierce to the dividing. Asunder of soul and spirit. And of joint and marrow. And is a discerner of thought and the intent of the heart. The word of God is powerful. That is something you know. Believe me. Revelation. It keeps you in a class. If ignorance permits and give access to Satan, meaning knowledge puts him out. Insight puts him out. And the next weapon is tongues. Gabade kozoba gadia. Gabriel kozobe gede gedesh. Zana dada rosa vakate. Ella no dosa. Cabraza gabrezo cobra de gete. Maraba legede bekesha. Elemando rababa yeke zatada rabakaya. Edalo zotobadalo zakabriye keteda. The Bible says, he that speaketh in an unknown tongues communicates mysteries, and the mysteries are not to man but to God. Let me tell you something. Listen, one of the best ways to confuse Satan and throw him off balance is praying in tongues. The best way to confuse him, throw him off balance, is praying in tongues, because they don't know what you are saying. And I think that's what our father, Dr. Paul Elenche, calls intercontinental ballistic missile. So that you can be in a location when you start. That is a way. You see, if you are releasing your own and it's just one bullet, it won't do anything. You won't accomplish so much. You need to position yourself. When you release one, let it shake their territory. Somebody told me this praying in tongues is now not joining. Some people copy other people's tongue. Brother, whether by copy or by praying, just pray. Just pray. If you are trying to say all of those nonsense, let me tell you something. Do you know you don't copy results? What you copy is principles. So if I do gabataka and demons scatter and you are filled with the Holy Ghost, if you repeat it, the same result will happen. What you are copying is principles. Tongues of fire. Eke teke paka. Brande rosso veketina. E brande koya ravateke. Ezanda loko tope keteke. Jambrateka. Listen, some of you need to go back tonight and just be playing with demons around. I've just told you that each time you pray in tongues, you confuse them and throw them off balance. Do you know that at times I'm just walking in some environment, when I notice that the demons around those environments are stubborn, I'll just mumble them. As I'm passing, let me give them a notice that somebody is passing. You might not know the effect, but for me, God has shown me there are many things He has revealed to me. I've had the privilege of seeing certain things in the spirit. For instance, how your tongues operate in the spirit is a mystery. It's a mystery. Even demons don't understand. And let me tell you something. Finally, before we start praying, the worst thing you can do to a demon, I've told you before, is to change their location. Remember the man that was in the gathering that had demons cutting himself with stones? As soon as he saw Jesus, he told Jesus, please don't send us away from this country. Because if you make us leave this country, we'll become powerless. You make us become powerless. Permit us to enter the swine. And Jesus gave them permission. Let me tell you, each time you are praying in tongues, demons don't know whether you are telling God to change their location. You are talking to your father. It's only you and your father that understand. So whether you are telling your father, this idiot that has been around here for 10 years, I want you to change their location, they don't know. So each time you start praying in tongues, all of them behave. All of them behave. All of them behave. No. Egalada Gaya. Zato Dobo Koboja. Eklando Rosso Tika. In case you are not happy with the tongues, don't worry. Check me out 5 years' time. Jada Dodoba Kateke Deke. Rege Brosope Katila Gadaya. Ebranda Rodos Kepete Kadoza. Baratom Brasketesha. Shanda la toro kopoke ekaprende razata elados koparateke bramba baroske perete ketina elambra zatea rabababababa shotokopote ekapare ketekete jambra zopre ketina labarate kopasekete jambro koprote keteke lambra date prekesketa Lama neko zatekea Eraba kopras keteda Shambra kopate Lagabarate 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 Eragadosa Ebraga regedia Rababa kopokoto I shift possibilities in the spirit. I change things in the spirit. I change things in the spirit. Elagadosa baradeke Babrande kete parata Aranon do kwaske teke Come on, can you pray in tongues for like 2 minutes?
Get up and go for it.
Listen to me. I just gave you an insight. By now, I know you should know how powerful your tongues are. No, you should know. You should know. We're going to press some few more prayer points. And listen, I want you to be brutal. I want you to be aggressive in the spirit. For many of you, you don't need a miracle service. All you need is these prayers. What you need is these prayers. The Bible says, listen, that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of satanic systems, satanic agendas. Listen, you are going to pray. The first prayer this night is, let every evil atmosphere and snare. Are you listening to me? Please listen carefully. Don't mispray. Listen carefully. Let every evil atmosphere and snare around my life, programmed by the devil to cause repeated failure, be consumed by fire. Do you understand? Do you understand? Now say this after me. Oh Lord.
Oh Lord.
Oh Lord.
Oh Lord.
Let every evil atmosphere,
evil snare,
programmed by the enemy,
against
my finance,
against my ministry,
against my life assignment, catch fire, beat the voice of prayer. Now watch this. The kings came and fought. Watch this. Then fought the king of Canaan in Tanakh by the waters of Megiddo. Is it the place? Okay. They took no gain of money. Yes, next verse. They fought from heaven. Who fought from heaven? No, what fought from heaven? The stars in their courses fought against a man called Sisera. Listen. Listen. If the earth speaks against you, you are finished. Do you know even rain can work against certain people? The day you have interview, that's when rain will fall. Many of you have dreamt you saw water running in a full speed and they were about pushing you inside. These things are spiritual weapons in the spirit. The enemy uses them against us, especially when we are ignorant. The constellations can fight. Stars can fight. They fought for Deborah and she won the war. Stars fought. Water fought against Pharaoh and his army. Is that true? The Bible says after the Israelites were passed, the water covered again and swallowed them. You're going to pray this night. It's one of the most dangerous prayers. You will invoke the constellations to fight on your behalf. Do you understand? Now, wherever you are, say, oh Lord, I command the earth.
I command the earth.
The wind.
The wind.
The waters.
The water.
The stars.
The stars.
The moon.
The moon.
And the constellations.
And the constellations.
To fight.
To fight.
Any man.
Any woman.
Any boy. Fighting against my life. And ministry. In the name of Jesus. Come and pray.
Es por solo por todo.
When, listen, when Balaam was to curse the people, he said, build me an altar and sacrifice bulls. I need the blood. I need the blood. We're going to pray against altars. For many of us, you think nothing is fighting you because you dress nice. Check your great grandfather. He's a herbalist. So there are things, definitely speaking. We are in Nigeria. We are in Africa. Don't assume everything is fine. No. Assumption is costly. It can cost you your life. The Bible said the blood of Jesus speaketh better things than the blood of Abel. Now you're going to pray this. I want you to pray until the devil know you are praying. Until you yourself know you are praying. Right now. Right now. Right now. Are you ready? Are you ready? Say, oh God.
Altar.
I invoke the blood of Jesus.
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 Against any altar.
Against every altar.
That is consistently speaking.
That is consistently speaking.
Against my life.
Against my life.
Against my destiny.
Against my destiny.
Either legally.
Either legally.
Or illegally.
Or illegally.
Let those altars catch fire. This night. In Jesus' name. Listen, the worst thing that can happen to you in this generation is to be quiet. Quietness is not the fruit of the Spirit. Huh? If you are quiet, it's not the fruit of the Spirit. There is something wrong with you. The devil is about to kill you. So you must talk. The Bible says, suffer not the witch to live. Now, get my point. Get my point. Every altar is being serviced by a man. It's usually a man that brings sacrifice. It's a man that does something to it. You are going to pray and say, Lord, any man that has been servicing these altars that just got destroyed now, let them be laid to rest by fire. Any man that has been servicing these altars that are destroyed now, let them be laid to rest. Let them be destroyed by their altars. with their altars. Lift your voice and pray wherever you are. Happening, any man that have refused to let you go, may they go down. I declare and decree in 7 days, in 21 days, if there is a man that is alive, a woman, a boy, a girl that have sworn not to allow you rise, let them be laid to rest. Let them be laid to rest. Now pray this prayer. Listen. God told Noah, he said, I will put your fear upon your environment so that anyone that sees you is scared of you. You're going to pray and say, Lord, let your terror be my environment. Listen. You must have a defense mechanism, and that's it. So that if any man attempts to come close to you for your ick, for your harm, something should happen to them before they get to you.
Amen.
And even if they get to you by meeting you, let them be scared. Lord, surround me with your terror and let it terrorize every wicked one around me. Lift your voice and pray wherever you are.
Go, 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 go
Now listen, we're going to pray one more prayer. We will pray it two times. Please just keep calm. Let everybody hear me now. We will pray it two times. Once for the ministry and then the other time for you personally. It's the same prayer point. If you can project the scripture, give us Jeremiah 30:19. Nekorana vazige. Gele gede 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 gesh. Gele gede 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 gesh. Now watch this, watch this. Everybody listen. Out of them, who? Us, right? Out of us shall proceed thanksgiving. And the voice of them that make it merry. Then he said, I will multiply them. They shall not be few. I will glorify them. They shall not be small. This night, smallness is ending in your life. No, I'm prophesying the word of God to you. Smallness is coming to an end now. Now watch this. Give us the next verse. Ah, this place is interesting too. And their children also shall be as aforetimes. Say amen.
Amen.
And their congregation shall be established before me. Say amen.
Amen.
Now watch this part. I love this part. And I will punish them that oppress them.
Amen.
No, this is God talking. It's in your Bible. I will punish them. Now listen to me carefully. Listen to me carefully. Wherever you are, listen carefully. As far as we are concerned as a ministry, wherever you are hearing me from here, if you don't like us, we don't need to pray for you, but things may hardly work for you. Believe me. Believe me. No, it's a spiritual formula around us already. If you don't like us, you don't like us, you are just causing problem for yourself. The Bible says, I will bless them that bless you, and I will curse them that curse you. Is the Abrahamic covenant. And even Jesus came to restore that one to us. Yes, the Bible said Christ was hung on the cross that the blessing, the Abrahamic blessing, will be on us. You're going to pray one prayer. Lord, for us in this ministry, multiply us and punish our oppressors. What is this? Any man. Because let me tell you something. There are people who don't like you. Are you aware? You don't need to do anything wrong. You just need to have little resolve. They are angry. The way we are here now, there are people who don't like us. Is that true? No, they don't like us. You just don't convince yourself that everybody likes us. There are certain people that don't like us. And let me announce, you will do yourself good by liking us. Even if you don't want to like us, just like us. Because if you say anything evil against us, things will not work for you. It's not a curse. It will just work like that. One time I've shared with you, during the days of Archbishop Benson Idahosa, he was on his dinner table eating, watching TV, and a newscaster was talking. He said, it was close to Christmas period, and the broadcaster said, by this time next week, during the Christmas period, Archbishop Benson Idahosa might be in prison because of the terror he's causing in the Nigeria. Guess what he did? He just stretched forth his hand while eating. Then TV went blank. Yeah. Then later the head of the person who was casting the news, as he stretched forth his hand, fell and died. He just, from his house, he stretched forth through. there are some people, don't hate them, just like them. Just like them. That's how God designed it to work. You don't like me, you insult me. Believe me, I don't need to pray for you, but things will not work for you. Not to act to praying against you. It becomes worse now. You will pray the same prayer for this ministry, because there is a supernatural increase I see. Supernatural. What we are seeing now is a joke. It's a joke. You're going to pray, Lord, to multiply means to double 18. Is that it? Not addition. He said, I will multiply you. You will not be few. Then I will glorify you. Smallness will be over. After praying for the ministry, you will repeat that prayer for yourself and watch and see the miracles that will unfold after now. Anyone that attempt to limit us, the Bible says God will punish them. Paul the apostle said, a man did him evil called Alexandra the coppersmith, and then he proclaimed in scripture that may God punish him. So even in the New Testament, God can punish people. Yes, he still punishes people. Are you ready to pray? Say, oh Lord,
oh Lord,
multiply us,
multiply us,
and punish our oppressors,
and punish our
oppressors. Oh Lord,
oh Lord,
multiply us,
multiply us,
and punish anyone
that
attempt to oppress us. In the name of Jesus, lift the voice and pray inside the house. Now for yourself, Lord, multiply my results and punish my oppressors. For many of you now, you are in the realm of hundreds of thousands. If God multiplies it, automatically you are a millionaire. So you're going to pray, Lord, multiply my results and punish my oppressors in ministry, in finance,
in
family. Multiply my results and punish my oppressors. Lift the voice and pray. Thank whatever you have now and you call result, whatever it is you have now and you are happy about, you call it result. I'm declaring a prophetic word. I showed you last week how a word is very powerful, and I proved it to you. Listen, I declare that may that become a story of yesterday.
Amen.
I declare and decree that may that be the least you ever be from tonight.
Amen.
May your result multiply themselves.
Amen.
May your result multiply themselves.
Amen.
So many things will come to you in double fold. They will come to you in pairs.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Whatever has limited you, let that limitation be taken away.
Amen.
Whatever has limited you, it is taken away.
Amen.
In your finances, you will experience increase.
Amen.
The Lord is asking me to declare this. There are certain people, you hardly are favored. You hardly are favored. Favor hardly come. It can come once in a year. That's not godly. I pray for you this night. From this week, may you experience unprecedented favor.
Amen.
Unprecedented favor.
Amen.
Unexplainable favor.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Now, stretch forth your hands before you, especially your right hand. I want to speak over your hand and you lay it on your head. Just put it before you, your right hand. You will anoint yourself. I can't be able to touch everybody, but just use your own hand. Put your hand before you. I'm going to speak over your hand. That hand will no longer be ordinary. Many of you will touch your head with that hand and something will come on you. In fact, all of you. Father, I pray for every hand stretched. The Bible says the right hand of God is power. Your right hand is being stretched right now. I stretch forth my own hand, right hand, right now. And I declare that let the angels of the Lord touch every hand. Let the Spirit of God breathe upon every hand. This hand, as it comes on you, that thing you do will experience a shift. Ministry will grow to another level. Finances will rise to another level. Favor will come unexplainable. You will achieve things that would have taken you 10 years to achieve. God will grant you supernatural speed. You will enter into offices and you will be favored. As you anoint yourself, whatever you desire comes on you. In the name of the Lord Jesus. At the count of three, you will put that hand on your head. Jambros kaparate keteke. La rusa. Eparekete. At the count of three. One. Jatatakatakata. Two. Skepekete. Ramande. I see the hand of God already. Three. Sketekete. Take it. Receive it. Outside. Take it. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. I want to speak two more prayers over our lives. And while I do this, you know you are here, you are not born again, or you want to rededicate your life to the Lord. Please, while I pray these prayers, just come forward. Just come. Whether you are outside, we can wait for you. Just come and kneel down here and begin to talk to God about your life. If you are like that in this house or at the overflows, please come. Start coming. Then wherever you are, lift your hands. I want to speak two more prayers about your life. Thank you. Let me shake your hand. God bless you. Grace, help them. Grace, help them. Please, God. God bless you. Fresh grace. And may the Lord honor you mightily. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Now lift your hands. You are coming to rededicate your life. Just come, find somewhere here and kneel down. Talk to the Lord about your life. Meanwhile, wherever you are, we have done what the Lord instructed us to do. He told us to take out 2 weeks for spiritual warfare. We are wrapping up this night. Both those who could not make it because of rain and a land that was hauled up around Abuja, for whatever reason they could not make it, anyone who is part of this ministry, both our online followers, about 4,000 people following us online, I declare over the life of everybody, any battle you've been fighting that looks stronger than you, you have fasted, you have prayed, you've done everything, you've sown seed, there is hardly anything you've not done. This night I step into the shoe of my father Joshua Selma. I am not standing on my own. I'm not a vagabond. There is a grace that covers me. I stand in that shoe and I declare that that mystery be demystified now. That battle be won 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 now. That devil check out now. That devil check out now. From your family, check out now. In your finances, check out now. In your ministry, check out now. I introduce a new season. I introduce a new season. I introduce a new season. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Whatever has made you cry, you laugh in public and cry in secret, may the God that knows you better than we do visit you, and may he give you laughter from the open to your secret place. May he give you laughter from the public to your secret place, in the name of the Lord Jesus. If there is anything you expect before the end of this year, I connect my faith right now to the faith of my father and the grace upon this house. I declare that it will not be carried over to next year. Between now and the end of this year, let it be a harvest of possibilities. Unusual happenings. Those trusting God for admission is granted already. Those trusting God for miracle jobs is yours already. Those trusting God for marriages is yours already. Miracle children are released. In the name of the Lord Jesus. It is done. 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 Wherever you are, can you just wave and bless the name of the Lord? Wave and bless the name of the Lord. All right, pray after me. Say, Jesus, I come to you today. Forgive my sins. I'm yours. I'm born again. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name. And amen. Father, I pray for this young man. I pray that grace keeps him, preserves him. In the name of the Lord Jesus. It is well with you. In Jesus' mighty name. Maybe a council or meeting after the service. I'll attempt to do God bless you. Just follow them. Hallelujah. Are you blessed this night? Alright, we're going to do something before we close. I want us to take 3 minutes to celebrate the Lord. It's very important. It's very important. Hallelujah. Very important. But listen, listen, listen. Listen, before then, let me just pass the announcement so that after then I'll just come and then we say the grace. We're supposed to welcome newcomers, right? All right, let's do that quickly. Today is your first time being here. You've not been here before, either from inside the hall or the overflows. Please come quickly. Let's bless you before we close. Wherever you are, come. Come. Thank you for coming. We are honored to have you. We are so honored to have you. Thank you for coming. God bless you. Thank you. The Lord bless you. Thank you. God bless you. Hallelujah. This is Family Worship Experience, and want to believe you bless. You came timely when we are praying, and I'm glad you prayed. I pray that may God make this your prayer effective. If you have ever prayed and you didn't see result, not this time around, God will show himself strong in your life. In the name of the Lord Jesus, thank you for coming. We are honored to have you. We're going to pray for you and ask that the Lord increase and honor you. Whatever is your heart desire, believe God with us. We believe in miracles in this place, and I know that God will do something in your life. Hallelujah. Father, I stretch forth my hand towards your sons and daughters. I decree that let this night be that night of a turnaround. They are here today for the first time. Give them a miracle that will be surprising. And I pray that in time to come, you will return here with fearful testimonies. May your love for God be stirred up. Every gift upon your life that have been dormant, let it be stirred up this night. Go and love Jesus like never before. May things turn around for your good. No man born of your woman can take your life. The Lord preserve you. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen. Thank you for coming. We'll hope to have you again next week. Next week is our miracle service. We'll be glad to have you. We'll be ministering for the saints. Thank you. God bless you. Please, the ushers, you just direct to them quickly before we wrap up this night. Please, you just go. Someone will direct you and attend to you. Thank you for coming. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Thank you for coming. Thank you for coming. Thank you for coming. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. All right, let me pass this announcement quickly before we celebrate God in 3 minutes and we are done. Tomorrow is our workers meeting. Please, every worker be around. Let's continue our teaching on leadership. And then those who want to join the workforce, meet us tomorrow too here by 5. And then our young ministers conference is just 3 weeks from now. Are you excited about it? Amen. Very, very important. Very important. Please begin to invite young leaders, young ministers, young entrepreneurs. Invite them to come from everywhere. There are people already preparing to travel from various states to come. Please invite them. I told you before, this young ministers conference, the November edition, is going to be majorly instructional. God will give many instructions and directions. It's dangerous to be anointed without direction. You will cause more troubles than solutions. Believe what I'm telling you. So please come with expectation to receive a word from the Lord. 12th and then 13th November. 12th is just one session, evening 5 p.m. And then 13th is morning 9 a.m. And then that 9 a.m. is when we teach on the mysteries of connection of sons and fathers. It's usually ancient mantles. So please come. Come expectant to hear. And then evening session on Tuesday is going to be terrible. So please pray along and plan to be around. Hallelujah. And then next week is our miracle service. Amen. Invite as many as possible. Amen. We will take our time to minister to the sick, pray for the sick. In fact, I think a lot of work has been done already with this prayer week. So we'll just come. It's a walkover. So please come with expectations. Hallelujah. Invite as many as possible. And let's trust God. Hope the rain didn't distract many of us today. Sorry for that. Amen. Amen. And then after the miracle service, I told you we're starting a series on success. Let me tell you something. Even if you miss miracle service, don't miss that series. Did you hear? If you miss miracle service on Friday, it's Friday too now. Friday, Kefi. I'm still in the spirit. I'm not out yet. I'm still within the jurisdiction. So please, Friday, Mass in Kefi. Here, Sunday, even if you miss the miracle.
Are you set to praise God? Are you set to praise God? All right, let's go. Sing hallelujah, Hosanna to Yahweh. Sing hallelujah, Hosanna to Yahweh.
Shabba.
Sing hallelujah, Hosanna to Yahweh.
Shabba. Shabba.
Sing hallelujah, Hosanna to Yahweh.
Sing hallelujah, Hosanna to Yahweh.
Hey.
Hallelujah.
Hosanna to Yahweh.
Come on.
Holy God.
Come on. Come on. Come on. Falala, falala. Come on. Shake a body, 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 shake a body. Say I come on let. 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 Say I go down low. 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 Come on. Oh, low, 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 low. Come on. Shake a body. 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 Hey. Oh, low, 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 low. Everybody, press okay. Come on. Everybody, press okay. Everybody, press okay. Everybody, press okay. Hey, everybody, go down low. Everybody, go down low. Listen, hey. Can't you see your blessings coming? Can't you see your favor coming? Can't you see anointing falling? Can't you see admission coming? Hey, can't you see a lot coming? See favor falling. Can't you see anointing falling? Hey, we are taking now. 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 Can't you see your cars coming? Can't you see your houses coming? Can't you see husband coming? Can't you see your wife coming? Hey! Can't you see your husband coming? Can't you see ministry working? Hey! Can't you see your favor dropping? Hey! Can't you see it coming? We are taking now. We are taking now. We are taking now. We are taking now.
Hallelujah. Can you get a neighbor now? Turn to somebody, face someone. Say neighbor. Say neighbor.
Neighbor.
I don't change level.
I don't change level.
My level don't change.
My level don't change.
I don't be the Jonathan of yesterday. Hey. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Iye kale kale. 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 Shake a body, 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 shake a body. Come on, squat down, squat down. Shana balas you there, lana balas you there, lana balas you there. Squat down, lana balas you there. Shana balas you there. Shake a body, 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 shake a body. Hey, say Jehovah, 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 Jehovah.
Family Worship Experience International, or contact us through our email familyworshipexperienceaog@gmail.com, or through these numbers 090-6368-2271 or 090-9491-8989. Remain blessed.